Oh, my friend, it's wonderful to take a little time with you again, and maybe you've been with us for a while, or this is the first time you're joining Greg and I as we share these podcasts, these reflective times. This morning I woke, and when the sun was breaking over the hillside, it was like fire, and I took a few pictures of the chickadees who've returned to a simple feeder I have here, and as one was up on the top of it, it looked like he had to plunge through a lake of water, a sea of flames, to make his way to the seeds. Of course, because I'm having fun with these, I took the picture and shaped an image or message around it, or I'd say it's shaping me now, and I'd like to pass it on to you. The chickadees have come home to this little place here where I live, La Paz Hermitage, and we're sharing meals together. I just my yogurt. And they're having a blast with the sunflower seeds. And over this weekend, we've had the wonderful return of friends of ours and our trustees. We had a wonderful, rich meeting of the trustees of Mount Irenaeus yesterday. Greg is also a member of that party, that wonderful group that gathers, shapes and forms our life, gives us wisdom with others that are just most notably willing to take the plunge, risk the dive into the fire to find the food here for others. And bring it on, take it to other places. Live it, share it with each other, inform it as you may experience the mountain yourself if you've been here. If you haven't been here, you might consider joining us. We're all looking for places to dwell. We're looking for food and households. It's really quite striking. And one great writer about this, Sharon Parks, talked about it, particularly thinking of college settings. But they're archetypical of all, of thinking of the fireplace, the hearth, the banquet table, the table, and the commons, the place where our conversatio, our conversation might deepen. Themes often for me in meditation is the sitting time, the quieting now, is listening to these different settings, trusting the life unfolding, and following it all at the same time. My chickadee friend didn't take too long, discernment needn't be forever, and made the plunge into the food. Right through the glistening, burning sunlight of the morning on the rim of the hill across side in the November afternoon, morning, pardon me, with clouds and everything that would seemingly suggest something different. There is light here. There's light here for you and me and nourishment. And as we remembered yesterday, living waters. From Ezekiel Chapter 17 on, we hear these beautiful images that we've been on the road with for quite a while. So maybe you've been with us there where students and I pour water. We hear the beautiful song, Streams of Living Water.
Streams of living water shall flow.
We hear from Ezekiel, the angel of the Lord brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and there water was flowing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east. The water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live. It will become fresh, and everything will live where the river goes, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. Food and healing. And isn't that why we're here?
Flowing from the right side of the temple, the water brought God's life and salvation.
To hear and share and experience moments that are both nourishing and bring the balm of healing that we long for. One of the ancients is simply water, and another is oil, and certainly then finding rest and calm as we are now. So I seek in my own life to live a bit more of a total life of wellness. I come again and again to your company and others, the quiet of this time and the beauty of the scriptures. And then keeping with the theme that we were celebrating with our trustees and others yesterday at the beginning of our auction mass, we're in the midst of remembering the great, significant, but not overly dramatic church in Rome. Exceptional for many reasons, but the place where Francis went to say, Lord, can I really live this gospel? And then to the Pope, will you give us permission? Is this doable in today's world? Testing it out in a sense with the institution? Yeah. Testing it out with a wisdom figure, someone responsible for the body, so that Francis could respond, throw himself into it with his brothers. So many stories to be told around that, but we might see ourselves and feeling it right now, thirsty for living waters. And where do we turn? Well, this was a great temple, a place of God at that time. St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, talks about temple building this way. And it's about us. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Do you know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in you? For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Right down to the chickadees that join me here today, who spring around the world and go about their life. They bear a visage of God, as Bonaventure would say. They're just beautiful vestiges of the God of life. And as they look for food, they for me bear an image of this temple, of a place, as with all creatures, where God's own Spirit breathes life, that they might live, and that we might live in this communion with one another, that we are that building, that fullness of foundation, and that others will build on us and we upon them. It's a wonderful, dynamic, lively image, but it takes me back to that deep sense again of home, of hearth, the inner life, the table. And so it's not the exterior building that we're talking about here, my friend, and a temple's empty unless the Holy of Holies is there. Our life is empty unless our soul, our right now, is coming on fire. Or if not right now, just take a little more time. You don't have to plunge into the fire of food too quickly like my chickadee friend did. We can take our own time and listen and trust and follow our God who takes us deeper to the table. To the hearth, the fire, the commons. And in conversation, conversatio, they're engaging each other and finding out we're not alone in the journey. We're not eating a table meal by ourselves. We're not set out one by one, but two by two and more. Think of sharing a wonderful conversation with my friend Keith a little while ago. And how dear it was to sit with him in a Dunkin' Donuts and talk about this. It emerges everywhere, doesn't it? And conjoins with us in our deepest longings and sometimes our loneliness to know that we're not by ourselves. We are God's home, place of gathering, temple now. And so we've gathered here for a little bit, and I welcome you to take your own time with this simple reflection. To listen in your own way and trust, and then, as always, in the practice of Claire as well, to imitate or to begin to follow. The food is here. One abides in us, and we abide in that one we call holy. The conversatio, the hearth is here to warm us so that we will go to those cold places and bear good news to others. But we pause now. We take the time to do that. We give each other that time and trust each other the moment that in quiet sitting we will hear again. We will get up together. For we are God's temple. Now.